CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. Much of southeastern Louisiana is awash in floodwater, and some rivers continue to rise. WWL's Dave Cohen.
To the west, and record crests on rivers in the wake of the storms, the calls for rescue keep coming.
Well over 7,000 people who have been rescued.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says that number will just keep climbing. Child and Family Services Secretary Marquita Garner-Walters says shelters have been packed.
5,050 spent the night in shelters last night.
Another 1,000 people have been stranded on Interstate 12 after they found themselves surrounded by raging floodwaters rushing over the interstate. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Hundreds of people have had to evacuate in the blazing face of wildfire in Lower Lake, California. Four homes up in smoke today. Cal Fire spokesman Daniel Berland.
The residents that are being evacuated, these are mandatory evacuations as the fire is burning now right up to those homes. And our firefighters are working hard to protect those homes.
The same community was devastated by wildfire last year. In Milwaukee, the National Guard's on standby. Police have riot gear ready to prevent the rioting and destruction like last night that left six buildings burned. Lots of cars destroyed, including police cars. This after the shooting death of a young black driver who police say was definitely armed and refused to drop the weapon. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark.
People have to find a more socially acceptable way to deal with their frustration, their anger, and their resentment.
Three Olympic athletes were pulled over by bogus police and robbed in Rio.
Brian Lochte says he was in a cab with other members of the swim team when they were pulled over. The men who pulled him over showed police badges. They pulled out guns. They told all of them to lie on the ground. Initially, Lochte says he refused to go to the ground, but then one of the men pulled out a gun, pointed it to his head, and then he did go to the ground. Their wallets were taken, but nothing else, he said. They didn't want their cell phones or their credentials.
CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is in Rio. A new USA Today poll shows Donald Trump with the worst showing among younger voters in modern American history. Susan Page at USA Today.
Hillary Clinton has managed to consolidate the support of the younger voters who were really fueling Bernie Sanders' challenge to her. 72% of the millennials who said they supported Sanders before are now lining up behind Hillary Clinton.
Some Republicans have called for Donald Trump to get out of the race for the good of the party and the election. But Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions on ABC's This Week.
This campaign is not over. The American people want change.
Now, this would be kind of fun for some folks to think about. Arizona Snow Bowl plans its earliest opening day ever for skiing, November 11th. The plan is a fresh coat of machine-made snow on the slopes there in Flagstaff. The resort does not use up the groundwater, by the way. It turns reclaimed, no-odor sewage water into snow. This is CBS News.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I take great pride in my home, and I bet you do too. But our homes are more than just another asset. They're like another member of our family that we have to protect. Which is why I created the Ring Video Doorbell, to empower you, the homeowner, to take control of your home security. Ring lets you see and speak to anyone at your door with your smartphone, and has been proven to prevent break-ins before they happen. And now we're making it easier than ever to monitor your entire property with our new Ring of Security Kit. You get a Ring Video Doorbell to keep an eye on your front door, plus a stick-up cam, the wireless, weatherproof camera that installs anywhere around your home for total home monitoring. The Ring of Security Kit is easy to install and alerts you to any activity around your property 24/7. It's time to step up and be the hero your home deserves with the Ring Home Security Kit.
For a limited time, listeners to this station get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
Sunday's going to be another perfect day to spend some time outside, starting off cool and clear with temperatures in the mid-60s, warming up into the mid to upper 80s by the afternoon. Skies mostly sunny through the day, turning mostly clear by the evening. This is Storm Track 5 meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Commercial trucks put in a lot of long hours. Hi folks, Kevin Jordan, Interstate 49 Truck Center in sunny Grandview. And in the heat and humidity, it can be too much for even the strongest trucks. That's where Interstate 49 Truck Center comes in. We'll get your truck or trucks back on the road in no time. We can even stay open late and on weekends for your convenience. So if you're down, call us up, 816-322-2333. That's 816-322-2333. Or come see us on the old 71 Highway or the new Interstate 49. And we'll see you on the garage floor.
You heard the benefits of trading your own accounts on Power Trading Radio, but have you signed up for the free class?
Go to TradingAcademy.com, register today, and listen to Power Trading Radio Saturday at 3 or Sunday at 1.
Has your driveway seen better days? Call Quinn Concrete Construction to get it repaired, long-lasting, and looking like new. Quinn does a complete job with great prices, including tear-out and hauling. Visit QuinnConcreteConstruction.com. QuinnConcreteConstruction.com, your driveway specialist.
Carson in the Morning.
Once you smoke meat, you never go back. Once you rub your meat, stick it in a smoker, and let it sit for a few hours, my goodness, life is good.
Drenched with innuendo.
Weekday morning, 6 to 10. We've got your news right here. KCMO. Online at KCMOTalkRadio.com.
It's the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO. Talk Radio 103.7 FM and AM 710. 2 hours of thought, opinion, and commentary from the Kansas Secretary of State. Call Chris now at 576-7710.
I can't believe the news today. Oh, I can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long must we sing this song?
Good evening, Kansas City, and welcome to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. Also, for your enjoyment, on FM at 103.7. Oh, I can't believe the news today. So much to talk about this week, and I want to begin with a story that you can only get here on the Chris Kobach Show. This is a story that most of the mainstream media is completely unaware of. And I know that, for example, the New York Times was made aware of this, and they elected not to cover it. It's a story you almost certainly will not have read about in the Kansas City Red Star, and it is something that you will want to hear about because it is pernicious. It is left-wing pseudo-fascism at its worst, and I'm not the person who coined the term fascism when it comes to this particular issue. Well, you've probably heard of the American Bar Association. The American Bar Association is an association of attorneys across the country. It's the most famous association of attorneys. It's a voluntary association. So, for example, I choose not to be a member of the American Bar Association, but it's famous for rating judges. And, you know, for most of its history, it has had a liberal bent, but it is, you know, but it has been a relatively respectable organization. But one thing the American Bar Association does is it publishes the model rules of attorney ethics. The model rules of ethics for attorneys. And usually the states adopt those model rules without any discussion, without any deliberation, and they are adopted by the Supreme Courts of each state, in almost every state. So let's say the ABA adopts a rule that says you shall, you know, keep confidential all information that is attorney-client privileged. You know, if such and such an exception emerges, you should inform your client, and here's what you should do. You know, something like that. And these rules are kept up to date, and there really isn't, at least up till now, there hasn't been such a thing as a conservative ethical rule or a liberal ethical rule. Attorneys are supposed to behave ethically, and here's the general lay of the land. And so the Kansas Supreme Court, for example, would routinely adopt any proposed amendments to the model rules of attorney ethics. Well, when nobody was looking this past week, the ABA passed Model Rule 8.4. And this thing is the most extraordinary threat to free speech and religious liberty that many people have ever seen, certainly that the ABA has ever done. It is a proposed rule that, if it is implemented nationally, could lead to the disbarment of attorneys and judges who disagree with gay marriage, disagree with transgender unrestricted bathroom usage, disagree with illegal immigration. It is a rule that leads to the disbarment of any attorney who speaks, voices an opinion on those issues that could be in any way construed as biased against one's gender, one's sex, one's or even one's socioeconomic status. And it's amazing. Normally, the ABA model rules of ethical procedure deal with what you do in court, what you do in your relations with your client, and all of these things. But this one says that attorneys shall not express opinions that do not, that show bias against someone's gender, sexual orientation, etc., and even one's socioeconomic status. So, for example, most of what I have said on the Chris Kobach show, not most, but much of what I have said on those topics over the years would be sufficient to disbar me and take away my law license and take away my ability to earn money and feed my family as an attorney if the Kansas Supreme Court adopts Model Rule 8.4, or if the Missouri Supreme Court were to adopt 8.4, the same would be true for Missouri attorneys. It's amazing. Done under the cover of darkness, very little media coverage, and now all it takes is a vote of the Supreme Courts of the various states to impose this gag order on attorneys living in those states. Now, I'm not the only person who expressed alarm at this. None other than former U.S. Attorney General Edwin Meese, that's Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, sent a letter to the ABA before they took their final vote on the issue. And he said, this is this is something, let me just give you a let me read a couple sentences out of Meese's letter, which the ABA ignored and went ahead and passed the rule anyway. Branding certain opinions on matters of race and socioeconomics, certain religious-based beliefs on marriage, abortion, and moral judgments on various subjects as so deplorable that they should trigger draconian sanctions is truly noxious to the foundational principles of a free society. Such hostility to those who deviate from the approved orthodoxy resemble the laws and tactics of oppressive regimes around the globe that America unapologetically opposes. It is not an overstatement to say that this proposed rule borders on fascism. End quote. That's former U.S. Attorney General Edwin Meese speaking, and the ABA ignored him and went ahead and passed this rule. And now all it takes is a quiet little vote of the Supreme Courts of the various states. Now, there's supposed to be a period of public comment before the Supreme Court in most states adopts these rules and forces attorneys to live by them. But I encourage everyone listening to the Chris Kobach Show, when that time comes for public comment, to get out and forcefully say, hey, we don't want our attorneys to be forbidden from speaking certain things. And this is about public speaking. We're not even talking about in the courtroom. We're talking about anywhere. Now, what would this mean if this rule were adopted by the Kansas Supreme Court or by the Missouri Supreme Court? And I know certain justices are probably champing at the bit right now to adopt it. It would mean that the legal profession would be purged of people like me who are conservative or who are Christian and who have a desire to express these beliefs. You would no longer be allowed to make a living in the legal profession. It also means that you as a client would have trouble finding someone, an attorney who has views that are in alignment with yours. Maybe if your religious liberties were threatened, you might be able to find an attorney to represent you, but that attorney certainly wouldn't be able to say anything to the press or outside of the courtroom door that that defends your rights to speak. Just think about, this is a legalistic society we live in. Like it or not, no matter how much you dislike attorneys, it's a society where lawsuits mean a lot and the Supreme Court's decisions mean a lot. So if you purge the legal profession of conservatives, or at least of conservatives who are wanting to speak their beliefs, you will have taken one of the most important professions in American society and forced it through ideological policing to be a liberal, politically correct profession. This is absolutely astounding. The ABA has not done this ever. They've never tried to work as a thought police or impose an ethical rule, meaning it is a breach of attorney ethics to express political viewpoints. Anyway, it's Model Rule 8.4, just approved by the ABA, and all it takes now for the Supreme Court of your state to start purging attorneys who speak their mind in a conservative way is a vote of the Supreme Court to adopt it. And these things are usually just adopted without any serious debate, because most of them are uncontroversial. It's just non-political standards of what ethical attorney behavior is. 576-7710. Did you hear about this? I'll bet nobody listening has heard about this. 576-7710. And what do you think about it? Where do you think we'd be as a country if our legal profession were purged of conservatives? Imagine if this were the case at the time our Constitution was drafted in 1787 by a bunch of attorneys. Our founding fathers would probably all be verboten from participating in the drafting of our Constitution. It is unbelievable. 576-7710. Let's talk about it when we come back here on the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
This is KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. And enjoy the unique gourmet-inclusive luxury experience by Charisma. The Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%, plus kids stay free. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours at 816-505-1500.
Carson in the morning.
Jim Bohannon, nationally syndicated talk show host, son of the great state of Missouri. Jim, how you doing, man?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. This is going to be a very strange year, but at least we know the glass ceiling has been cracked.
Yes, and by the way, that crack will forever be known as Hillary's crack, and people will refer to that. It'll be in textbooks everywhere.
That's right.
Donald Trump seemed to be acting a little more presidential until he started going after Ted Cruz again Friday.
Yeah.
He appears to have kind of let that go a little bit.
You know, Donald, I mean, he is so easily distracted. You don't think that the Clinton people haven't noticed? All we have to do is bait Donald, and he'll jump off message in an instant.
Yeah.
I mean, he is handed the issue of a lifetime. The FBI says Hillary couldn't even get a security clearance and she wants to be commander-in-chief, even though they didn't want to indict her, but the damage was overwhelming. And so Trump probably says, hey, that's Saddam Hussein. He was really tough on terrorists. Donald, do you want to be president or don't you?
Carson in the morning, weekday morning, 6 to 10. Previously on Carson in the Morning.
I don't know if you know this. The candidates who got out of the race who had delegates, pledged delegates, at the convention when they release them, they actually have a very large cage, and they, Marco will go over and he'll open the cage and they'll timidly look out of the cage and, you know, they'll attempt to step out and then they'll back in. You know, as soon as pictures are taken, they'll back into the cage and eventually somebody will have to prod them out of the cage. And then it's just like a lion into the wilderness. It's been in captivity.
Oh, is it?
It's a beautiful. You should see it, Jared. You should see it. They're so timid and so scared because they pledge to Marco Rubio, and then they have to come out of the cage and pledge to Donald Trump. It's stunning. It really. They try to cling to Marco, and they'll come back to Marco and hug him, and Marco will go, no, no, go, 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 be free.
Carson in the morning, weekday morning, 6 to 10. Carson in the morning.
We are expressing to justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
I told you that Hillary Clinton a couple weeks ago, she could get away with anything. And I said the only people in the country who can seem to get away with just about anything are those who write the laws. Pretty stunning. Some people will never be held accountable, and those people are the political elite in this country.
The biggest winner here has got to be Edward Snowden, right? Because he's got to be watching this thing come down like, oh, we're not charging for that anymore? Thank God, because his Siberian living's getting a little cold.
Yeah.
Snowden's got to be buying a plane ticket, right?
Yeah. He's coming in. He knows it'll work for him. He knows it'll work for him.
The OC theme starts playing.
Yeah, I'm coming home, Mama. I'm coming home.
Here comes Edward Snowden. He's flying in from Russia right now.
I can do it. I can do it, too.
What would happen to Snowden as soon as he steps foot on American soil?
Oh, no. He wouldn't even step foot on American soil. He'd be escorted by F-16s and shot down. I'm not kidding.
He should have been a politician.
Carson in the morning. Weekday morning, 6 to 10. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Why don't you talk into the microphone? I got a backup mic right here. Check, 1, 2. Testing, testing.
KCMO. Kansas City. Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO.
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. If you're just joining the discussion, new model rule 8.4 of the American Bar Association for Attorney Ethics says it is forbidden for an attorney to discriminate on the basis of sex, sexual orientation, or socioeconomic status in any conduct related to the practice of law. And then it goes on to define that conduct as including speaking outside the courtroom. So any attorney who wants to voice his opinion in a way that could be interpreted as showing bias against one's sexual orientation, i.e., like my opinion that gay marriage is not supported by the 14th Amendment and not something that society should recognize in its state definition of marriage, that would suffice to disqualify me from practicing law. So my years and money spent in my profession would all be for naught, and I would be disqualified if that becomes part of the Kansas rules of attorney ethics. And all it takes is the Kansas Supreme Court, a very liberal body, to vote to approve it. And most model rules of ethical conduct are approved. Same thing in Missouri. All it takes is a vote of the Missouri Supreme Court, and all kinds of conservative attorneys will lose their ability to practice law unless they agree to silence themselves and express no opinion on these subjects. And, you know, the socioeconomic status is really bizarre. Expressing any bias, and that's where you could potentially throw people out for saying that illegal immigration is bad and that illegal immigrants should be sent to their home country, returned home. Or for someone saying something as innocuous as, I think people below the poverty line should be, who do not have a job and who are seeking welfare, should be forced to work in order to earn that welfare. Or to suggest that one's socioeconomic status is not a matter of brute luck, but does reflect a person's abilities and effort. You know, those are common sense statements, but those statements would be enough to disqualify me from practicing law if the Kansas Supreme Court adopts this rule. It's unbelievable. And as U.S. Attorney General Edwin Meese opined, it borders on fascism. And the American Bar Association just adopted it in the face of Edwin Meese's letter and other people expressing this opinion to the American Bar Association. This just gives you an idea of how left that organization has become. But we are in a really precarious position because it doesn't take a vote of the state legislature to impose this rule on attorneys. All it takes is a vote of the majority of the justices of a state Supreme Court. In most states, that's all it takes. All right, let's talk about it. 576-7710, have you heard about this? I'll wager that you haven't. And what do you think? First up this evening is Mike in Kansas City. Hey, Mike, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Yeah, nothing against you, but if I want an attorney, because I really don't have a whole lot of money, I can get a Beverly Hills lawyer, the ones that, you know, charge $2,000 an hour to all the Hollywood starlets that get themselves in trouble, because they can't discriminate against me because of socioeconomic status, because I don't have any money. You know, I think them taking a $2,000 an hour client, you know, and not taking me, I mean, that's gross discrimination, isn't it?
You would think, no, but it didn't. It doesn't refer to conduct in the hiring of counsel. In fact, there's even an exception there that it doesn't include hiring.
Yeah, that's what
hiring.
I thought. That's what I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
so they're protecting the ability of attorneys to hire who they want, or rather to be hired by whom they want.
Yeah, that's what I figured. It's just like the California legislature. They passed all those gun laws, and then they promptly, I think it was 83-3, passed a law that said it exempted all the legislators from the gun laws they just passed.
Of course.
You know, so, but, you know, I don't know where this is all heading. You know, we are heading, I mean, we are going to a fascist state. And one of the things that kept this country going for all these years is dissenting opinion. And dissenting a dissenting opinion, if it's invalid in an open environment, will be quickly debunked. I mean, you can be a flat earth society person. You got the right to say
sure.
that. And you're going to be debunked. But if
and you would think that the legal profession of all professions would be the one where free thought and free speech is most valued. Of course, by attorneys it is, but not by the ABA. But now I guess free thought is not something we want our attorneys to express.
Now let's carry my Flat Earth Society thing. Let's say the Flat Earth Society became very prominent in the American left. And that anybody who said anything other than Flat Earth Society was considered, racist, sexist, homophobe. And they basically said it's unethical for an attorney to talk about anything but Flat Earth. So what do you have? You have a situation where you're arguing something that is ridiculous, and people with legitimate counter-arguments are silenced because they'll either be not allowed to practice or they'll be branded some horrible names.
Well, and I mean, the horrible names are fine. I get called horrible names all the time for my outspoken conservative views. I don't mind being called names, but you take away my bar license, suddenly I don't have the ability to feed my family if I'm not elected next time around, or if I choose to do something other than hold public office.
So the Flat Earth Society, if they get their way, anybody who says the Earth isn't flat will basically be put in a situation where they can't earn a living. They'll be ostracized from society, and all because the Flat Earth Society doesn't have legitimate arguments to go against their critics. And this is exactly what you have here. The left has lost any ability to argue. Thanks to the Internet and thanks to a lot of other situations, people have gotten very savvy and very intelligent at counter-arguments. And they've come to the point, the left, that is, where they can't counter these. So the only thing they can do is silence them. And this is exactly what we have here.
Well, and an interesting line of thought, Mike, and it kind of parallels what we've seen also in society over the last 50 years, and that is that when the left can't win the debate in a legislature, they go to the courts, and they don't need to win a majority of the body politic. They merely need to find four of seven justices on a liberal Supreme Court of a state
exactly.
to get where they want to go.
Exactly, and that's exactly it, because in the court of truth, in the court of public opinion, in the court of reality, their ideas are ridiculous. So they have judges that are appointed, and you know this better than I do, there are judges that are totally ideological. If the left all of a sudden said to take out all the Tea Partiers, tattoo their wrists, and execute them, the left would probably find justification in that, and they would find judges. They would probably find four Supreme Court judges, at least, that would sit there and say, oh, yeah, mass execution of people on the right, is a perfectly acceptable thing. I mean, Bill Ayers advocated it,
I don't think our courts are quite there yet, but your point is certainly valid as far as the general direct, maybe not execute them, but deny them the ability to practice law. That's exactly what this ABA rule does.
Yeah, now go one step further, and I see a lot of parallels here. Every single thing the Nazis did under Nazi Germany, they did legally. Those things were passed, and those things were upheld by their court. All those horrible, hideous atrocities, the murder of 6 million Jews and all those things, they were all done legally. And this is what scares me as the head of this country here, that we have people who are heading us to a type of fascism, and it's slowly creeping. Do you think a German in 1910 would have ever believed that his countrymen, 23 years later, would be executing, mass executions of people? Of course not. And, where are we going to be in 23 years?
Well, I guess the big difference is the Weimar Republic of Germany in the interwar years didn't have the well-established protection of civil rights that we do in America. But the scary thing is, if you purge the lawyers from the profession who want to protect certain rights, like the Second Amendment rights and property rights, then it won't be as effective. Your Constitution, which is the bulwark against tyranny, becomes less effective. And that's why Edwin Meese uses the term borders on fascism. Well, hey, thanks for the call, Mike. Really appreciate it. All right, we got to end up this segment here. We got a couple people hang on, want to talk about this. We'll keep on this subject for the next segment. You are listening to the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Carson in the morning.
Now, I want to share what Bill O'Reilly, and yes, it is out of context, but what he said, okay, this is about Michelle Obama.
Slaves that work there were well fed,
and had decent lodgings provided by the government, which stopped hiring slave labor in 1802.
I don't know what context
why
can
do
make
you need
that
to, why do you need to even quantify this? Leave that line alone. There are so many other lines that Michelle Obama may have said that would be, you know, just slaves worked on the White House. They contracted out. Apparently, they'd go down to, in this old-timey days, they'd go down to a ye old Home Depot, and on Saturday morning, there'd be some slave owners there in the corner just looking for some work.
Right. Bill O'Reilly's trying to quantify this. Leave the slave thing alone.
They were well-fed, and they had the decent lodging provided by the government.
I'll have you know there were plenty of whites out there as well. Who do you think was doing the whippings? All right? They were standing in the hot sun as well. I mean, that's effectively what he said.
Carson in the Morning, weekday morning, 6 to 10.
CBS News Update. Four people are known dead in Louisiana's widespread flooding. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Emergency workers rescued at least 7,000 people. The crew from a Coast Guard helicopter pulled three stranded residents from a roof. Volunteers Jeremiah Johnson and Henri Dufresne say they rescued over 150 people with their boat and truck because it was the right thing to do.
We help each other out, you know? I mean, I'd expect somebody to do it for me and my family, so that's why I do it.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards toured the damage and says some areas have become islands.
It makes it very difficult for people to get out, and it also makes it very difficult for first responders and sometimes to get in. So we're asking everyone to be patient.
Some rivers are still rising. More flooding is expected, and it isn't just Louisiana. 56 people are in shelters in Mississippi. The town of Crosby was hit hard. People will go home tomorrow to start cleaning up. CBS News Update, I'm Harley Carnes.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
As our warm and sunny Sunday continues to wrap up, we'll have mostly clear skies continuing into the evening. Temperatures remaining comfortable, falling into the lower 80s and upper 70s. Towards the overnight, a few more clouds are going to build into the area, and that's going to lead to a partly cloudy start to the work week. This is Storm Track 5 meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Carson in the Morning.
Jim Bohannon, nationally syndicated talk show host, son of the great state of Missouri. Jim, how you doing, man?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. This is going to be a very strange year, but at least we know the glass ceiling has been cracked.
Yes, and by the way, that crack will forever be known as Hillary's crack, and people will refer to that. It'll be in textbooks everywhere.
That's right.
Donald Trump seemed to be acting a little more presidential until he started going after Ted Cruz again Friday.
Yeah.
He appears to have kind of let that go a little bit.
You know, Donald, I mean, he is so easily distracted. You don't think that the Clinton people haven't noticed? All we have to do is bait Donald, and he'll jump off message in an instant.
Yeah.
I mean, he is handed the issue of a lifetime. The FBI says Hillary couldn't even get a security clearance and she wants to be commander-in-chief, even though they didn't want to indict her.
Yeah.
But the damage was overwhelming. And so Trump probably said, hey, that's Saddam Hussein. He was really tough on terrorists. Donald, do you want to be president or don't you?
Carson in the Morning, weekday morning, 6 to 10. Carson in the Morning.
Early childhood development and fixing our roads and bridges, those are both going to fall on smokers because they want to raise the cigarette tax.
Missouri has the lowest cigarette tax. Yeah. It's going to be on the ballot.
And they're looking for anything that they can fund with cigarette tax increase, they're going to go for it. Kids, number one on the list. In fact, I've even heard they might introduce into this this early childhood development the program called Get Mommy and Daddy to Start Smoking Again.
Wow.
There's one that they have a little video. Get Mommy and Daddy to Start Smoking Again.
Well, they need to fund the program.
Yeah, you know what? What are you going
to
do?
What's the message? Do we need people to quit smoking or do we need,
no, we need them
to
start smoking?
More.
Smoke for the children. Smoke for the children,
wow.
Jared. Smoke for the children.
That's a strong charity.
All right.
Rob Carson's charity. Smoke for the kids.
We were going to do a 5K, but nobody could make it. I mean, just couldn't make it.
A lot of hacking.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something non-athletic.
Carson in the Morning. Weekday morning, 6 to 10. Carson in the Morning.
Here they are going after sodas. So this was an excuse to jack up taxes for whatever perceived budget problems they had, including their city benefits. What about candy? What about Ho-Hos? What about Twinkies? I mean, what the hell?
That's next, man. That's
next. I know it is. And it's absurd on the face of it. I tell you what, if you eat enough rice, you'll get fat. No matter what you eat, the number of calories is going to make you fat, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, if you eat lettuce all day, okay, you will lose weight. You'll die, but you will lose weight.
Carson in the Morning, weekday morning, 6 to 10. We've got your news right here. KCMO. Online at kcmotalkradio.com. Traffic and weather together first on The Force. and Kansas City's most stimulating talk all day. KCMO Kansas City.
KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM. He's the ACLU's worst nightmare because he knows the Constitution and fights to keep them from making confetti of it. He's Chris Kobach. And this is the Chris Kobach Show.
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. If you're just joining us, we're talking about something you probably haven't read in the newspaper. In fact, you'd have to Google it and read about it online. You certainly won't hear about it in the Red Star in Kansas City. And that is that the American Bar Association this past week enacted or passed a model rule of attorney conduct, attorney ethical conduct. And these model rules are usually just adopted without any serious debate by the Supreme Courts and then enforced against attorneys all across the country in each state. You're licensed state by state. Anyway, the new proposed rule will punish people for speaking in a way that reflects bias against a person's sex, race, or sexual orientation or socioeconomic status. And it affects speech outside the courtroom. Nothing to do with attorney-client relationship here, but it would prohibit attorneys from speaking and expressing a point of view. U.S. Attorney General, former Attorney General Edwin Meese, that was Reagan's Attorney General, wrote a passionate letter saying cannot adopt this, and the ABA, a liberal organization, ignored him. Let me read a few more lines from Ed Meese's letter, then we'll go back to the phones. Quote, ABA leaders have indicated that the proposed rule, in addition to discipline, could be used strategically against lawyers and law firms based upon their viewpoints and religious beliefs. One committee member, Drusilla Ramey, added that bar leadership must go, quote, to the top of the legal profession, end quote, in order to incentivize attorneys to change their conscious and unconscious views and speech on everything from sex, race, gender, to law firm hiring and compensation to, quote, interrupt, end quote, their supposed bias and change their beliefs. ABA President Paulette Brown advocated that the ABA should prohibit bias in ways far beyond extant law. The proposed rule will punish people for viewpoints they don't think there's anything wrong with. Wow. Purging the legal profession of conservative thought and Christian thought. And actually, in this regard, it would purge Jews and Muslims from speaking about what their respective religious texts say on certain moral and ethical issues. This is scary stuff. Take away an attorney's livelihood if he speaks. And oh, by the way, there's a fair number of attorneys in the legislatures too. They better not say anything outside of the legislative chamber. Most state constitutions protect legislators' speech inside the chamber, and that would presumably prohibit them from being penalized by the Supreme Court. But they dare not say anything outside the chamber if this law is adopted. This is big stuff. And by the way, to get someone disbarred isn't that difficult. Once the person, I probably shouldn't say this if this thing goes on, becomes a policy in Kansas. It's so easy, though. Anyone who dislikes what I say can then file a legal complaint against me if this becomes the rule and say Chris Kobach has violated Rule 8.4 and should be disbarred. And then the wheels start turning and a conservative attorney is disbarred. This is unreal. Purging the legal profession of conservative thought. You know, this kind of, 5 years ago, last year, I would not have believed that this could even be considered by the ABA. But it is more than considered. It is now a model rule, and we're just one step away from it taking effect. And it is going to take effect. I don't think the alarm bells have been rung sufficiently in all the states, and who knows what these liberal Supreme Courts will do. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Next up, Alex in Roland Park. Alex, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Good evening. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. I'm coming strictly from a Christian religious point of view, first of all.
Okay.
My thing is this. I believe what the Bible says, and the Bible prophesies, and it tells us about things that are to come. And we make these distinctions about fascism and conservative, Republican, and all these labels, and the Constitution or whatever. None of that stuff means nothing if you believe what the word said. It means nothing. Those are just inventions and methods of man to live, okay? The Bible tells us about these times, and people are going to be put in situations where you're going to have to choose. Who are you going to serve? You can't serve two masters. You're going to serve the president or the judge, or you're going to serve God. Which one are you going to serve? Because when Satan came to Jesus, and tempted him, he offered him all of the kingdoms and nations of the earth. Not some, all of them. Okay, so that includes this nation too as well. And we're just, you know, I've heard people say that, well, America is a Christian nation. Well, are we? Have we ever been? Because to me, to be a Christian nation means you obey his laws and statutes, not mix it in with your democracy and this rule and that policy. We just half step on it. But we're going to be
The way the founding fathers described America, it sounded like a Christian nation. But, Alex, you're exactly right. If this rule is passed and attorneys are forbidden from speaking Christian doctrine on these issues, then we certainly won't look like much of a Christian nation if Christian expression is punished if you happen to be an attorney.
This is all, to me, all this is prep for what's about to come. Okay, people are going to be put in the situation. What you're going to choose? You're going to choose God, or you're going to choose your lifestyle, status, or money? It's the same thing with what went on there in North Carolina with the NBA and various other types of industries. People are being put in situations where you're going to have to choose. Where's your faith at? Where's your belief at? Is it in God, or is it in this so-called democracy or way of life that you think is so great? Okay, it's being challenged, and I think if you are a Christian, you believing what the Bible says, none of this should be a surprise to you. Okay, because to me, it's all part of a satanic system. To be honest with you, it's part of it.
You know, that's a really interesting point. I hadn't really thought of this as a kind of end times sign, but boy, it really would put a Christian attorney in that position potentially. And, you know, let's just hope we can stop the Kansas and Missouri Supreme Courts from adopting this and putting attorneys in that kind of situation where one would have to choose between expressing one's faith and keeping one's profession and being able to earn a living. Well, thanks, Alex, for the call. Really, really enjoy your call. Thank you. And next up we have William in Raytown. William, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
I want to get a little ridiculous, but I do understand they say is maybe the smoker rights group should have gone after the medical doctors and take disciplined doctors for advising their patients to stop smoking.
You know, it's so bizarre, you know, that you could no longer be a member of a profession because you hold certain opinions. But, you know, your ridiculous example does make the point, though. If there's any opinion, you know, two sides. On that issue, they would say, well, you know, it was proven that smoking was bad for you. But if that were still an open debate, let's imagine that the science were not conclusively as it is that smoking is bad for you. And let's imagine that it were a matter of opinion, and the American Medical Association passed a rule that said, "Well, doctors, you cannot express one side of this debate." That would be people would just say that's bizarre.
Yeah. Well, think diseases that are being leashed on us from this lifestyle. I understand there's at least 22 STDs.
So you're saying if a doctor were subject to these rules and a doctor advised a patient not to engage in certain types of behavior that doctor could be, yeah. I suppose, of course, this is not an ethical rule for the medical profession yet, but I guess now anything is possible. I mean, this is just, it blows the mind. It blows my mind to think that this is actually it has been approved by the ABA, and it's just one vote away from being enforced upon attorneys
all across the land, state by state. Well, William, thanks for the, go ahead.
And if they take away the right for people to be in professions where they can make money, you're also going to be cutting off the supply of contributions to charity. And that's,
yeah, that's also
a long drawn out thing there that you probably don't have time to discuss tonight. But
well, you know, but you think about, you're right to look at the second order repercussions of this. If the profession of attorneys is purged of those wanting to speak their conservative views and essentially purged of conservative thought, yeah, you're going to have all kinds of things happen. You're going to have the reduced income of conservatives overall, which I'm sure some people in the ABA think is just fine. You're going to have, well, for even if the states don't adopt this, the law schools do follow the ABA model rules and do teach the model rules, and every law student from now on is going to be taught, when he passes his ethics exam, he's going to be taught this rule, even if it isn't actually adopted by his state. I mean, it's already, the wheels are already in motion for the cleansing of the minds of the legal profession. It is absolutely fascist in nature, as Edwin Meese suggested it would be. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll turn the page, and I want to talk about the big flap of the week, the liberal media's reaction when Donald Trump talked about the Second Amendment. I couldn't believe it. What was your reaction? 576-7710. We'll play the clips, and then we'll talk about it. 576-7710 to reach the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Carson in the Morning.
We are expressing to justice our view that no charges are appropriate in this case.
I told you that Hillary Clinton a couple weeks ago, she could get away with anything. And I said the only people in the country who can seem to get away with just about anything are those who write the laws. Pretty stunning. Some people will never be held accountable, and those people are the political elite in this country.
The biggest winner here has got to be Edward Snowden, right? Because he's got to be watching this thing come down like, oh, we're not charging for that anymore? Thank God, because his Siberian living's getting a little cold.
Yeah.
Snowden's got to be buying a plane ticket, right?
Yeah, he's coming in. He knows it'll work for him. He knows it'll work for him.
The OC theme starts playing.
Yeah, I'm coming home, Mama. I'm coming home.
Here comes Edward Snowden. He's flying in from Russia right now.
I can do it. I can do it, too.
What would happen to Snowden as soon as he steps foot on American
soil?
Oh,
no. He wouldn't even step foot on American soil. He'd be escorted by F-16s and shot down. I'm not kidding.
He should have been a politician.
Carson in the Morning. Weekday morning, 6 to 10. Carson in the Morning.
The new life of Kemper. Kemper Arena is going to transition in its later years, so it is essentially the Caitlyn Jenner of arenas.
Yeah.
It is reinventing itself. It's no longer just identifying as a new facility. It is actually going to go through with the procedure. Unfortunately, Caitlyn Jenner didn't go through all of the procedure. It looks like that Kemper is going to do the whole deal.
Well, Kemper's still going to have the basic bone structure. I mean, it's going to look very Kempery, but yeah, we're just going to have to start calling it Mosaic,
yes,
and pretending like it's not Kemper. I mean,
yeah,
we're going to be walking on eggshells around,
yeah,
Kemper for a while. I'm sorry, Mosaic.
Oh,
I'm so... Sometimes I
yeah,
slip.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
We're bigoted if we keep saying Kemper.
Don't call it an arena either. It's different now. It's different now. You got to look past it.
It wants to be called Mosaic, and we have to respect its wishes.
Right.
Mosaic.
Carson in the Morning. Weekday morning, 6 to 10. Carson in the Morning.
Early childhood development and fixing our roads and bridges, those are both going to fall on smokers because they want to raise the cigarette tax.
Missouri has the lowest cigarette tax. It's going to be on the ballot.
And they're looking for anything that they can fund with cigarette tax increase, they're going to go for it. Kids, number one on the list. In fact, I've even heard they might introduce into this this early childhood development the program called Get Mommy and Daddy to Start Smoking Again.
Wow.
Because one of they have a little video, Get Mommy and Daddy to Start Smoking Again.
Well, they need to fund the program.
Yeah, you know what? What are you going
to
do?
What's the message? Do we need people to quit smoking, or do we need,
we need them to start
smoke
smoking?
More.
Smoke for the children. Smoke for the children,
wow.
Jared. Smoke for the children.
That's a strong charity.
All right.
Rob Carson's charity, Smoke for the Kids.
We were going to do a 5K, but nobody could make it. I mean, just couldn't make it. To
a lot
the
of hacking.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something non-athletic.
Carson in the Morning, weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Previously on Carson in the Morning.
I don't know if you know this. The candidates who got out of the race who had delegates, pledged delegates, at the convention when they released them, they actually have a very large cage. And they, Markle will go over and he'll open the cage and they'll timidly look out of the cage. And, you know, they'll attempt to step out and then they'll back in. You know, and as soon as pictures are taken, they'll back into the cage. And eventually somebody will have to prod him out of the cage. And then it's just like a lion into the wilderness. It's been in captivity.
Oh, is it?
It's a beautiful, you should see it, Jared. You should see it. They're so timid and so scared because they pledged to Marco Rubio and then they have to come out of the cage and pledge to Donald Trump. It's stunning. It really, they try to cling to Marco and they'll come back to Marco and hug him and Marco will go, no, no, go, 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 be free.
Carson in the Morning, weekday morning, 6 to 10. Carson in the Morning.
ABC says the so-called Islamic State.
Yes.
I don't know why they have to give it the caveat.
They're pretty much alleged Islamic State.
They've pretty much adopted that name themselves.
Yeah.
The Islamic State has yet to claim this attack, but it's only a matter of time. Right? ISIS, they claim everything.
Oh, yeah.
They had something to do with it or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they claim every disaster. They actually claim that they made the new Independence Day movie.
Oh, my God.
Every disaster they want to immediately take credit for.
Horrific.
Carson in the Morning, weekday morning. 6 to 10. Traffic and weather together first on the Fours and Kansas City's most stimulating talk all day. KCMO Kansas City. We've got you covered when you need it most. News, weather, and traffic on the Fours on Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO.
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. Okay, turning the page from liberal attempts at fascism now to liberal idiocy. Oh my goodness, what a freakish week it has been when the left just completely hyperventilated when Donald Trump said this. Here's what he said, and we'll just play the clip. Here, this was the speech that just touched off the big controversy. Here we go.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But I'll tell you
what. Okay, That's it. Nothing you can do, folks, although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. Okay. If Hillary gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do. So this is after the judges have been picked, nothing you can do, folks. So the liberals, the Clinton campaign, Hillary herself, her campaign said, oh, he's trying to encourage Second Amendment fans to assassinate Hillary Clinton. He's calling for those crazy gun owners to shoot Hillary Clinton. He is not. It is the most bizarre, idiotic interpretation, twisting of words that I've heard in a long time. It's quite obvious what he meant, and he subsequently said it. He said, look, the NRA, those are the gun people. The NRA, the Gun Owners of America, the organizations on Capitol Hill that have a lot of power, and thank goodness they do. And I explained this, I think it was on CNN. It makes perfect sense what Donald Trump said. So the Supreme Court, let's imagine the Supreme Court gets a case, which they would immediately, if a liberal judge came in, the liberals, the ACLU and their fellow travelers would immediately move a case through the courts to get it back, to tee up for the Supreme Court, the question of what the Second Amendment means again. The court would take it because five liberal justices would want to take it, would want to flip D.C. versus Heller. They'd want to overturn that opinion. And let's say they do it. Let's say they say, no, the Second Amendment really doesn't protect an individual right to keep and bear arms. It's only a right enjoyed by members of the National Guard. That's what they would do. Okay, would that mean that you and I immediately lose our right to keep and bear arms? No. It would take a bill in Congress or in a respective state legislature to say, okay, AR-style rifles are forbidden, or all weapons that are not registered by such and such date will be confiscated. It would take a bill to actually take away your right to exercise your Second Amendment,
And Donald Trump says the Second Amendment people, maybe they can do something. Yeah, the NRA would move heck and high water to kill that bill, and they'd probably succeed. It would take a few steps before a Supreme Court could actually, before you would actually lose your firearms. That's obviously what he meant. He was not calling for political violence. I mean, you have to be such an idiot to. I mean, I think they knew they were making an idiotic argument, but the Hillary Clinton campaign and then the liberals. Oh my goodness, MSNBC just going bonkers over that. Oh, I can't believe he's saying this. It's just unreal. It doesn't even make sense to interpret it that way. Okay, so here's a, let's see, Tim, do we have a clip of one of the liberal journalists reacting to this? Okay, well, how about the clip of Donald Trump saying later on? Okay, we'll come back. We'll do that in the next segment. So what do you think? 576-7710. This is just unbelievable how they just went on and on and on, and it was a story that went for several days, and it gave the media the perfect excuse. And I know that this is what many of them wanted to do. They wanted to talk about this. They wanted to talk about the non-story of Donald Trump not urging political violence so they could ignore the real story, which was the Freedom of Information Act request by Judicial Watch, which yielded 30,000 additional emails that Hillary Clinton had not turned over when she said she turned over all the emails, including ones that showed the Clinton State Department, the Hillary Clinton State Department, was doing political favors for donors to the Clinton Foundation. Now, we're going to talk about that before the end of the show, a separate topic, but that's the story that got buried by CNN, and I was one of the CNN guests this past week, twice, but only one of the two times that I speak on was I asked to speak on this. But, CNN went on and on and on, and MSNBC, and even Fox News a little bit, they had to, talk about the story, but the mainstream media was able to bury truly stunning revelations about how the Clinton State Department could be purchased, access could be purchased if you just make a tidy contribution to the Clinton Foundation. Instead, we're talking about this non-threat from Donald Trump. What do you think? 576-7710. Let's go to Nathan in Blue Springs. Hey, Nathan, you're on with Chris Kobach.
Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. This is about the Second Amendment, and I just heard you say that even if the Supreme Court did find that as private citizens we don't have a right to own guns, and then they'd have to take it to a bill through Congress, what can I do? What can I do to support if that were to happen? What can we do as the American population? I mean, it's pretty clear that it says right there in the Second Amendment that the people have a right to bear arms and it will not be infringed upon. But what can we do? What can we do nonviolently? Of course, I have a wife and a kid, and I don't want a civil war. I don't want none of that. But what can we do politically and as citizens to stop this, or let Congress know, or let the government know, hey, we have a right to own guns. It says it right there in the Second Amendment of our Constitution.
Yeah, exercise your rights to participate in the political process. Join the NRA. Give money to the Kansas State Rifle Association. If you live, you're in Missouri. Give money to the Missouri Rifle Association. Those organizations are all really effective at lobbying. And I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. I think it is a great organization. It is extremely powerful, and sometimes it even gets Democrats to go along, people like Senator Harry Reid of Nevada. So bottom line, gun owners have been very effective through our organizations in Congress and in the state legislatures. I would encourage you to, especially if this, if Hillary wins and this is coming down the pike, a Supreme Court opinion reversing D.C. versus Heller, then absolutely we need all of our, and there's other organizations, Gun Owners of America is another good one. We need all of these organizations to be ready to do battle in Congress and do battle in the state legislatures and win. And another thing, Nathan, when your state legislator asks you for your vote, this right now, whoever it is that's running in your district in Blue Springs, make sure that legislator is absolutely committed to defending the Second Amendment. All right, folks, we've got to take a break.